Good morning. If you are listening to the whatsthejuice.fm, it is currently actually noon when we're recording this, so it is not morning. But if you're listening to this in the morning when it airs, welcome to the What's the Juice podcast morning show. I'm here with my dear co-host. Welcome. Hello. How you doing? How you feeling? It's not like we've just been together all day, so what's going on?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling... I haven't had my coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had my coffee, and I'm not really like a coffee person, but sometimes when I do drink coffee, I do feel that burst of like, let's go.
Feel like you need the burst of let's go, right?
But now, I don't know if it's in my head or if it's actually the caffeine. Because honestly, like my whole life, I'm not a big coffee drinker. I only started to drink coffee because people around me were drinking coffee.
Yeah, like, I mean, would you say that like when you drink coffee, you feel like, oh, I feel the coffee?
I think it's whatever I tell my head to feel.
Yeah, it's a placebo. Like it's all in your mind. I agree. I don't know if like when I drink coffee, it actually has like the effect or it's, you know, whatever. Yeah, as I said, welcome back to the What's the Juice pod. Hope you've been good. Today we are here. I don't know why I'm like having this like radio vibe.
No, I like it.
I also have something in my throat. Sorry. But what's going on, everybody? Let me like get back to my usual. It is Tuesday when we're recording this. The past Sunday, there was the New York City Marathon.
The New York City Marathon, which is probably the biggest marathon in the world. Would you say so?
I think no.
What's bigger?
It's like top five. Boston Marathon is like, I think the way that like people think about marathons, the Boston Marathon is like huge.
Why though? Why Boston and not New York?
It's because of Boston's route is like really difficult. I'm not saying the like marathon is hard anyways, but like the Boston Marathon is known to be like one of the roughest ones.
Oh, right.
So it's like winning the Boston
because their streets there are like pretty different.
Yeah, they have like a lot of hills and stuff. I just know from like the athlete standpoint, not just like a regular runner. But anyways, the New York City Marathon in New York is literally like a New York holiday. Like the way that people get outside and show up for everyone that runs, it's so beautiful and it's so fun. It's like the New York City day, the New York City Marathon day is a holiday.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, not actually.
I mean, but what I'm saying is like the way that people, it's like
prep for it.
The people show up, the people like celebrate, the people that, there's so many people that fly to the city just to run it. And then their family runs to fly to the city to see them. Sorry, I like something in my throat. But it was really cool. You didn't really go participate.
Can we tell the people how the day was, the NYC Marathon day?
How was it?
So I wake up in the morning and I had to go to a basketball game every Sunday morning. If the marathon was like on a Saturday, I would have went. So yeah. It's not because I didn't go because I didn't want to. Like I just had other shit to do, right?
Yeah.
So I went and played basketball Sunday morning. And then after that, I had to come home and edit the Patreon episode. So I was kind of like, you know, I worked out in the morning and then I had some work.
Well, for me, it was a marathon day. I had a plan to like I met up with my friends. We had some breakfast. I was like trying to like follow my friend to like cheer her on. But it's like sometimes it's like hard to follow people and the crowds are so big on the side and everyone's like trying to see the person they came to see.
When I was trying to follow you.
For the half marathon.
For the half marathon. That was Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
I
feel like Brooklyn is easier.
I saw you at the beginning.
Yeah.
I gave you a goodbye kiss and hug.
I mean, at the beginning, it's more like along the way.
That's what I said at the beginning. And then I was so stressed because it's like you're heading to that one point where you know, okay, and I was watching you on the map too.
Yeah, and but the map sometimes is off.
Exactly. And for some reason, maybe like it doesn't really update in real time.
Yeah, like it says you're there, but they actually haven't reached that part
yet. So it's like you get to the first spot. Usually you want to see your friend at like one or two spots, right?
Yeah, I mean, or more, depending.
Yeah. And I don't know how it was for you with your friends, but I was having a hard time finding you and making it there on time. I believe I missed you one time, too.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the thing is,
so much effort because traffic is different.
Oh, yeah, like taking the subway and like you didn't know if you should take the subway or an Uber. And then you ended up taking the Uber and then like you weren't there at the finish line, basically.
Yes, it was so bad. The traffic was so bad. I was like, and there were no city bikes around there.
Yeah, there's no city bike because that marathon, that half marathon goes to Coney Island. So it doesn't have city bikes over there. But
the Uber driver was so mad.
I mean, the New York City Marathon is like, it's a full marathon. So the route is double the size, like it's longer, but then it goes through like all the boroughs. So it goes to like from Staten Island to Brooklyn, then the Bronx, and then Manhattan. So that's four, maybe not all of them.
Yeah.
Anyways, but it was so inspirational, so emotional to watch. I ran the half marathon in May and I trained for it for way too long. I trained for like 14 weeks, which like, I don't know why I did that. 14 weeks is literally, how long is that? That's 3.5 months.
Why 14 weeks though?
Because that was like the plan. That was like the plan that I found, like the training plan.
14 weeks.
Yeah. It's way too long.
That's way too long. Like I would give.
Yeah, it should have been half that. I didn't need to train for that long. I was like, oh, I want to give myself time, like too much time. Where like when it came to it, I was so sick of the training and I just like wanted to not be so like strict with it. And it was just for way too long. So that's kind of why like after running the actual race, I pretty much maybe ran like once after that. And then I hadn't run until today, basically.
Yeah. And that was like how long ago? A year ago?
No, that was in May of this year.
Oh, right.
So that was like June, July, August, September. October. Yeah. So that was like 5 months ago.
Yeah. So before we get to how your day was today with running and getting back into it, because everybody knows Allie is a seasonal runner.
Yeah.
All right.
And I want to talk about that. And I know we talked about that before, but
I think it's nice to bring it back because I may or may not get inspired.
Because everyone, so this is the thing. As I was watching people running, first of all, the energy is beautiful. The way that people show up for other people, the way you can see, like the most inspiration, there was a lot. Like the people that you see running, there was some people with disabilities that were running that was just like, damn, like it just, it like brought tears in my, like, you know how you can feel like in your throat, like the cry, like it was like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just like immediately just like, it's so like powerful to see.
Yeah, it really is.
And
it
then really, really other is. People like, you know, pushing, you know, their kid or like someone on like a chair.
You know what I realized? Honestly, and it
or
does.
Or like parents running with each other, like older people running. It's just crazy.
No, it really is emotional. And I felt that too when I was watching your race. And you see all kinds of people, all different races, sizes, different heights.
Ages.
Right? Ages. And you always just think like, people run it obviously not to be first or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
No. But it's like everybody has a reason why they run and you don't know why. And everyone that's out there probably has like a crazy story. I'm running for my mom. I'm running for my dad or I'm running for my brother who can't run anymore. Or, you know, like I got into an accident, but I'm still pushing myself. Like it's beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
It really is. And it's also so dope seeing like my favorite, and I feel like something kind of clicked for me, was when I saw like people having the best time.
I think that's going to be me.
Because that's, I would say, the one thing that like when I was running just the half, so half the amount that these people were running, and not that I wasn't having fun, but it's like, for one, I was running by myself. So I wasn't running with a friend during the race. Two, I think I had been training for so long, which like, yeah, you have to train to like not get injured on your race day and everything. Like that's important, but you don't have to train for as long as I did. So because I overdid it in that way, when it came to the race, I was like, I've been preparing for this, whatever. And I was like too worried about like my pace and blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't just thinking like, you know, this is actually just like, this is the party. You've been planning for the party and the party's here. And like, I didn't really, like, I'm not going to lie. I didn't really, at first it was fun, but like halfway through I was like, I was bored. I was by myself and it was kind of like, I don't know. I didn't feel like the hype.
Yeah.
And also the route kind of sucked. because like halfway through you end up like just running on the street for hella long, like for like 6 miles of just nothing. It's just like a highway and it was pretty boring. So there weren't that like that many people on the side. And I feel like on this, like on the New York City Marathon and even like the New York City half, the crowd is crazy, the energy, like it feels like a party on the street and you're just like running and the sights.
Tell me, what kinds of people did you see that you looked at and you were like, they just came out here to have a good time?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I saw people that were like, as I told you, you know, there was this guy, people like were running in costumes.
Oh,
it was like
I saw
a bunch
that.
Of people like running in suits. That was like a thing.
I saw someone run with a basketball.
Oh, like holding a basketball the whole time?
Yeah, and anything that I'm saying, I'm just seeing that through like Instagram. I wasn't there, yeah.
Yeah.
He was dribbling the ball the whole time. I don't know if he did that the whole time, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah. There was people that were like stopping to like take shots like of like fireball. There was people that were like stopping on the side. They were like chugging beer.
Hey.
You know, it's just like, and that's a vibe. Because like at the end of the day, it's like that's what it's about.
Their approach is different. Some people, you can go into this race two ways. You either think personal, what is it called? PR.
Oh, yeah, like to get a personal record.
Or you just go to just join a party, like you said. So.
Yeah. And you know, it's like when I was with my friends, I was going there to see my friend Taya, but then there was also the friends that I was with, they were seeing their friend that was like running. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of keeping track of like multiple people on the course. And my friend's friend, she like when she saw us, she stopped and like hung out for like 3 or 4 minutes, just like talking how she's feeling, hugging.
Were you thinking?
I was like, damn, don't you gotta go?
You feel stressed for her.
Well, yeah, I was like, you're like losing, you know, time or whatever. And she's like, I'm chilling, I'm good, like I'm just like having fun, you know. Yeah,
like ain't nobody watching me, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, and also it's like for like I'm not an athlete. It's not yeah. like I'm gonna win something at the end of this. Like the whole like personal best and things like that. It's like it's kind of like it really doesn't matter. It's cool to have a goal, and if that's like how it works for you. But I feel like if I were to do another race, which I might, I feel like that's the approach that I want to have. I want to like run with people. I want to run with a group. Even in the training, I want to find like I want to do it with more people. Because in the training, I feel like I did it by myself also for so long.
If this is the approach that you're taking, I'm gonna join you for the half marathon.
Yeah. So
like, I really want to do it. I've never ran. Like the first race I ever did was a 5K and I had a good time. I did great.
You killed that shit.
Yeah, I really did. And then
the longest you ever ran at once was a 10K.
Was a 10K and I was miserable.
But
it was in Seattle around South Lake Union and I wanted to throw my headphones in the lake. Cause they were sweaty. They were like falling off. The song kept skipping on its own.
The song kept replaying the same like DJ
album.
Khaled song.
Yeah, it was a DJ Khaled album. And I had a belt that can hold my phone on my back. So I didn't want to stop. Cause one thing about me, like that's going to be my problem. I don't want to stop. Once I start running, I think like if you stop, you're
like failed. Which I think is...
Yeah. See, I don't want to think about that no more.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
do that. But yeah, 10K was terrible for me. It wasn't. And also, just honestly, it was just too long for me to run at the pace that I want to run at.
Oh, because you're much more of like, I want to run a shorter length, but faster.
But faster.
Versus running for a longer period of time and slower so that you can conserve your energy. But that's kind of like, that is the beauty of long distance running. And we talked about this before, that it's like you can understand the point of both.
Yeah. No, I think I'm more of a like a shorter, but faster.
But I also
Because after
think-
that... After we ran that 10K, what was I doing? I went to the track over there at Seattle U, right? And I was like, I'm going to try to run the fastest mile I can.
Which is fine. And you can do that. But
that satisfies me.
I get it. But I also feel like your one-time experience of a longer distance.
It wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun. And it wasn't good. You know what I mean? And it's like
my foot was hurting. It was just a bad day.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, we need to go again. Maybe we can go to like a run club, because usually the run clubs do like around like 6 miles. That's the sweet spot, you know?
See, but I don't want to do that. I want to take the approach of like, we're going to train with whoever. I don't want to join like a run.
Well, no, that's whoever.
Okay.
The run club, you just show up whenever you want. It's not like you sign up and you have to go.
Yeah.
The run club is just like, that way you also meet other people that are into running. They're okay. Training for something. They're not. It's like, it's more a social thing than anything.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. I think.
You know?
Yeah.
It's also, it helps getting used to running around a group, because that's another thing too, is like a lot of training for a race, you can do it in a run club, but then also there's going to be a lot of runs that inevitably you're going to like do by yourself. Mm-hmm. But then when it comes to race day, you are actually running around a lot of people that run at different paces. And
some people just walk it.
Well, I mean that, but then some people like run faster, run slower. People are trying to pass you. You're trying to pass people. The like illusion of how fast you're running kind of changes, because you're running in like a crowd.
I'm more so. Yeah, I feel you. I want to do that, because anytime I watch a marathon and I'm not running, it just makes me feel like...
You can do it. Yoni and I always debate which languages we're going to teach our future children. And it's seeming like I will have to improve my French, because I do not want them talking behind my back when they get older. I've actually taken French classes in school for years, but something about the way it was taught never really stuck. But I recently found out about Rosetta Stone, one of the most trusted language learning programs available for both desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. I have to say, one of my favorite features has to be the fast language acquisition, the way that you get immersed in the new language with no English translations, so you are constantly just learning how to speak, listen, and think in that language, which in my experience is key in picking up a new language fast. You pick up the language naturally, starting with words, and then you get to phrases and then sentences. They have 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Chinese, the list goes on. The built-in True Accent gives you immediate feedback on your accent and helps with speech recognition, which I also think is really key. It's also very convenient, as you can learn on the go from your phone or your desktop anytime and anywhere. And of course, of amazing value with its lifetime membership of all 25 languages. So I say, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. What's the Juice listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. So visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. So redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. But the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I can do it. It makes me feel like I should do it. And mostly it makes me feel like I want to do it. Like, it looks so fun. See,
with that approach that I explained.
Yes, you're pretty competitive.
So are
and
you.
And I'm competitive as well. Yeah, I was just going to say that. So automatically, like playing basketball, you have to be competitive. Mm. Ballet, you are competitive. Mm. So it's like now automatically going into running, I'm competitive. I want to be number one.
I mean, competitive first. With who? With yourself?
With me, but then also with everybody that's there. Babe, when I ran that 5K, I was like, nobody's going to pass me.
Well, that's another thing that I was going to say.
And nobody did.
And that's another thing. It's another thing too, when you're running in a group, it's very easy to like want to like pass other people and not run too close. But that's something that is like also about discipline. It's like the strategy of long distance running of like, I'm not going to just start really, really fast and get really tired. Like even today when I went on my first run today, my friend and I decided at the on Sunday when we were watching the marathon mm-hmm. that next week we're going to go on a run together. So today I actually went on my first run back since the half marathon and it felt so good.
Was it fun running with her? Shout out to Carolina.
Shout out to Carolina. Yeah, she's definitely listening.
Hey.
It was a great run. I ran about a mile to meet her. And then we ran together into Prospect Park.
Okay.
And it was the most beautiful day. I was like wearing shorts, a long sleeve, felt mm-hmm. so good. But what I was going to say is like, I always get really excited at the beginning. So I start running. I was running at like a 9. And like, I haven't run in like so long, and I was trying to like slow myself down.
You're gonna
and
be slow so
myself
sore tomorrow.
I'm already sore.
Yeah. So how long has Carolina been running?
So she also ran. She hasn't really been running kind of like the same amount of time as me. Like throughout the summer, she hasn't run, but yeah. She ran like September, October, like every now and then.
Okay,
you know.
Okay,
so she's
okay.
like run since
yeah
like, before me.
How is it running with someone who, like, because when you find people to run with, do you want to match? Do you want to find someone who is at the same quote unquote level?
Well, it's not necessarily levels.
Because
I mean,
for
yeah.
us, we talked about it before. It doesn't really work out.
Yeah. And that's another thing too, where it's like you either, like how it kind of goes back to like, how serious are we taking this?
Yeah.
If you're trying to make it like a really like thing where you're going to like try to like have a certain pace and run in a certain amount of time and blah, blah, blah. If you want to do that, then you do have to find people that are at your pace mm-hmm. and at your stride, etc. And I will just have to run with people that have my stride and my pace.
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
But then if we're not doing that and we're just going to like, you know, train, get the miles in, like
have
if we
fun.
Start like a, you know, if the race that we're thinking of doing is in March, then we should start training like, you know, mid-January.
Okay.
Or like end of January.
Oh my God, that's not, you know how cold it is?
It's way better to run when it's cold than when it's
no,
hot.
No, no. January, New York, babe?
Yeah, I was training already in January.
That might change things for me, but okay, we'll figure it out. No, but I hear you. So just to put it out there, I do want to take the approach of just having fun. If someone has a beer in the middle of the race,
Yoni just wants the beer, even though you don't even drink beer.
No, I don't drink
beer. It's just like the vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Like I feel like I want to run with someone who would stop to get a beer, not just be there. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's just, but that's the thing.
I never thought about it like
that. I never thought about it like that either. And that's so like the approach that I want to have. Like I even saw other like running influencers that some races, they are really like intentional about like this race. I want to get a PR. Mm-hmm. I want to like run out of this. Like, you know, they have like a very specific goal. And then there's like other races that they like don't even give a shit about that. They're like, I'm just gonna run. I'm gonna have fun. I'm running with my friend. Or like they are running with like their parents. Like I saw this guy that I know, he was like running with his dad. They were like running side by side. You know, it's like that's in a
talk.
Way that's like more important than like we're not athletes. You know, I mean, if you are an athlete, that's cool, but like I'm not trying to be an athlete.
I mean, we are athletes.
Okay, relax. I'm saying
I'm not
a pro. You know, I'm not like fitness is not everything. And like for me to have a well-balanced relationship with like exercise and my body and like all those things, for me, it's like I can't get too intense about it. It just doesn't really work for me. I get too obsessive.
If you get too intense about it and you're not a pro, you're going to keep comparing yourself to people who really do this every single day.
Exactly.
That's what we do. Like when you're not a pro, when you're not doing something at the highest level, but you are like very, very competitive, you always compare yourself to people who really do this every single day.
And like, who like their job is to do this.
Yeah. So it's not even reality.
And it could even be like content creators. If there's like a running content creator, their whole job revolves around running.
Yeah.
It's like if you do something else and then you also run, it doesn't make sense for you to compare yourself with a running content creator. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's the same with like anything, fitness related, I think.
And I think that's really important for just like,
people to remember.
A lot of people to remember and just to think about, because sometimes we just don't. You just compare yourself to that fitness influencer and they have their programs and the results they're getting and what they're eating. And then if you're trying to follow the same path, but then it doesn't work for you, like, what's wrong with me? But it's like, no, you also have a job. Maybe you go to school.
Yeah.
That's all they do. And I'm not knocking them, but it's just like, it's for us to not compare ourselves to them.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. That's something that I constantly have to remind myself when like sometimes my algorithm is starting to shift where it's like, now it's more running.
Oh, it's about to be all running now.
It's about to go back to what it was last year, you know? It's normal. And I think it's like, as I was even, you know, I was filming a vlog earlier. I was talking to the camera of how like, I just have accepted the fact that it's like, I'll be into running and I'll be into that. And I'll have my, like, I'm just a phase person. And I've said this many times on the podcast too, you know, and it's like, it doesn't have to be perfect. I see a lot of like other creators that I'm like this whole time that I haven't been running, they've been running, and that's okay.
That's okay. Because they're also maybe more into that than
exactly.
you.
But it's like, the journey and like the your relationship to certain hobbies and things in your life, it's okay for them to fluctuate. It's like you can be into knitting and then like not give a shit about knitting in like a few months. You can be really into...
And that's totally fine.
Yeah, like whatever it is. You can be really into playing tennis and then you're like, yeah, I'm not really trying to play tennis right now. And that's okay. It doesn't. You don't have to be a pro and have this like perfect relationship that's like consistent and it's like once you're into it, you have to be. It's of course it's okay. It's good to stay consistent with something and get better at something. But at the same time,
but that's
I feel
only if
like
you want to.
True, and if you naturally don't like, I think if you're not a pro, if you're not making money from this, if this is not your job, like why force yourself to like something or continue to be into it if it's lost the spark? And the spark will come back.
Yeah,
it will.
It's okay to let go of the spark if it's not there. If you felt like you lost the spark
towards something that you used to do,
then you know, just let it go. And you might accept. I will say, if you lose a spark in your relationship, I feel like don't let that go that fast.
I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, and I also believe that it's great and beautiful if you're the type of person, like, you've never lost your spark with basketball.
Never did.
You know, that's something that for you, you've like always, you know, but it's different because that's something that you've done like your entire life. I don't know. And you also like play with other people and stuff. I don't know. It's become like a habit and a hobby, and you're also really good at it.
Yeah.
Versus other things, like for me, because I don't have what I used to have with ballet, where that was its own thing. And like now my relationship to it, it's like I haven't danced since the last time I danced, which was when I was like, you know, 21 or even like 20. I don't remember. And I feel like I crave having that relationship with a physical hobby, you know?
So where replacing it's like, ballet because it's not it.
Yeah. It's just like I want to have things that I enjoy doing that I like to go outside and then like I'm moving around. I'm physical. It gets me outside. It gets me moving. And it's an activity that is like fun.
Yeah.
Whether it's running, going to run club, meeting people, whether it's playing tennis, whether it's biking, like... You know?
Yeah, it's really important for us to, I mean, for us just humans to do something. Now, in closing, I just want to say to anybody listening to this who doesn't have a hobby, doesn't have any type of like activity in their life, like what would you say? And then I have like my opinion on that as well. Like what would you tell them? Like, should you just try something?
I mean, I would say like there's so much value in having something like that, that especially I feel like takes you outside, because as we're getting into the colder months and everything, like it's so easy to like stay home, at least for someone that is a homebody like me. And the days are short. So you feel like by the time you're done with work, you gotta, you know, whatever. So I say like find something that you like really... Try different things out. Try running, go to a run club. You don't like it, on to the next and figure it out.
Yeah. I would say for me, the number one thing is you don't have to be good at it.
Facts.
You know?
That's so true.
You, when we play tennis, we're not good at it. We, we have so much fun. We move around and you do get better.
That's true.
Whether you want it or not, if you keep doing that thing that you just enjoy.
And it's okay to want to get better.
Yeah.
But like also don't be obsessive.
Exactly. So you don't have to be good at it, but as long as you like it, honestly, that's all you really need.
I agree. Yeah. So if you guys have any activities that you're trying to get into or that you're already into and you love doing them, send us some suggestions in the comments. And as we said before, I am and we are potentially thinking about running in the New York City Half Marathon, which is in March 16th.
Yeah.
So trying to figure out a way to get into that, because also getting into the race is kind of like a whole deal. But that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be.
And you know, like we would just run together and you'll just have to run slower. Shit. I mean, it's fun. It's
yeah,
just
I just want to go for the vibes. I
but
just want to go
such
for the
vibe because you run through Times Square.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Like the one time that that main street is closed and you see all that shit. It's just a really cool, like it's like iconic. And it's not as long as a whole marathon, so.
But maybe, I mean, we'll see how that one goes. Like after we do the half, potentially. And also, you know what would be so dope?
What?
If we can convince any listener from WTJ.
That lives in New York.
In New York. Or maybe if you live somewhere else that you want to come to the half marathon.
Should we do like a WTJ run club?
I mean, yeah.
To like train for it?
We can.
Like do it like maybe like a few times?
We can do that and then show up on race day and just hang out and run together.
Oh my God, that'd be so fun. And then if somebody doesn't run it, but they just want to come support, we can like figure out a WTJ like cheering section.
Yeah.
Because like different run clubs do that where they like have the people that aren't necessarily running the race but are part of the run club.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a place where they all meet up together to support the people from the run club that are running.
I have so many ideas flowing through my brain right now. I think we can, we're going to figure something out.
That would be so fun.
Yeah, we're going to be, yeah. So if you're listening to this and you're running and you're in New York, let's, if you have any ideas about what we can do as a WTJ community here in New York.
Yeah.
Send us ideas because we would really do that shit if it's
yeah,
actually
that'd be
like
so
something
fun.
We can do. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to close out. We're going to go over to Patreon. And speaking of, you know, the days getting shorter and everything, we're going to talk about how to navigate. Navigate is like my favorite word. How to like navigate, get over. We're going to figure out exactly what we're going to call it. Basically, seasonal depression. The days are shorter. Nights are longer. And we just got to figure out how to like embrace that. So,
yeah, seasonal depression. I've never, it's going to be an interesting episode for me because I don't know if I've actually like felt that. I know it's a term.
You definitely felt it when we lived in Seattle.
Seasonal depression. I mean, that's.
It sounds really intense.
Yeah.
It's more like just feeling the rainy blues.
But
you
maybe
know?
In Seattle, I was just so used to it.
They didn't realize.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. If you want to know more about this and hear this episode, the Patreon link is in the bio. Yeah, hit the bio, see what the vibes are on Patreon. Come hang out with us. Whoa.
Okay.
Do you hear what I said?
Come hang out with us.
Come hang out with us.
Okay, we love you guys. See you over there or see you next Wednesday.
Bye. And also too, if this episode inspired you to run.
Like it did last year.
Like
when we
it did last
one.
Year. Oh my, you know how many people started running last year?
Yo, I feel like we might just have a running episode.
Every year.
It's just how it works.
The amount of people who were tagging us on their runs, on their stories on Instagram.
While listening.
I'm reposting everything. Also, if you didn't know this, if you listen to this podcast and you have Instagram, follow us at What's the Juice Pod. Tag us and, you know, with a screenshot of the podcast, we are reposting everything. If you're going to run with your dog or by yourself, tag us in your story. I'm getting inspired by this episode.
Always happen.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see you guys later.
All right. Bye, guys.